We had a long talk before applying to concert. We decided that we'd have another one of those question and answer periods. And we decided that we'd really divulge, any question that you want to ask, we'll finally come out with the truth without holding back at all or keeping any secrets. We've talked it over, and we're willing to really let it all out now. So if you have any special question that you've been meaning to ask us, or if there's any particular predicament you want to put us in, or any way you want to stump us with any kind of a question, this is your chance.
What is your evidence that the bassoon is the oldest known instrument?
Well, my bassoon is probably the oldest known instrument. Yeah.
May I?
You're going to have to answer that.
All right, I'll answer that. Bassoon is not Neolithic. It is even older than that. We are aware that the great god Pan played on two reeds. Therefore, when a critic pans a bassoon concert, it is a compliment.
Why didn't I think of that? Any other questions?
I have two questions. The first question is why you haven't recorded any of this yet.
Okay, we've made some tapes. And you've heard the tapes probably if you listen to the radio programs that we've had advertising concerts. But so far, none of the big producers in New York or Nashville or any other Detroit. They haven't yet really discovered the beauty in four bassoons and the potential for a whole new dimension in the whole rock scene, we were thinking about how this sound could really catch on, and we were thinking of actually mass producing a new drug that we were going to distribute to the whole country that would make four bassoons just sound incredible, when you listen to them. As soon as we come out with a drug, then we're going to try to mass produce this whole sound on records and everything. Background for a TV commercial, the whole thing, But no, we just haven't put the tape in the hands of people who might be able to do anything with it. If you know anybody, let them know about it. Any other questions?
Well, I have one other.
Yeah, okay.
That was, who wrote the Alfred Hitchcock theme, and would you play it tonight?
Bernie Johnson, do you know it?
No, I don't know it. It was written by Gounod. It's the funeral march of a marionette in an arrangement for eight bassoons. Six bassoons and two contrabassoons. And we did play it here 2 years ago. If you missed it, that's tough.
The melody begins something like this. That's all. You have to pay another fee to get the rest of it. That's all we have time for, because at exactly 9 they kick us out. So we
have to. Where are you local to?
A local 9.
You show up anywhere.
John is first bassoon in the Minnesota Symphony. Orchestra, excuse me. I'll pay you for that later. Bob Williams is first bassoon in the Motown Detroit Symphony. And Frank and I, we can generally be found at one place or another around the Boston area, in the suburbs.
The unemployment office.